Hello, welcome to our podcast.
It's called So Get This.
My name is Megan.
My name is Brina.
And we are your hosts for this amazing podcast that you are about to listen to.
Welcome.
We did have intro music. It didn't work out. We spent probably an hour trying to get the intro music to work. We'll figure it out. Episode 2, guys, just get ready. There's going to be intro music, I promise you, and it's really good.
Yeah.
So just something to look forward to for episode 2.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we have to be optimistic about
this. Yeah. It'll work out.
Yeah.
So today is Thursday. We have a little friend with us today. It is a beverage we like to call Happy Thursdays.
What is called? I mean, copyright, of course.
Yeah. It's really good. We're not sponsored, but we will be.
Yeah. So why wait for Friday?
Beautiful. I love it. That's my logo, my motto for everything.
All right, we're gonna do a celebratory
crack. It open.
Ooh, that was crisp.
Amazing.
I have mango passion fruit for my first beverage.
Yeah, I already drank one trying to figure this setup out. So I'm on my number 2, which is strawberry, but I did have a pineapple one before. It was delish.
That one's really good. And the other one they have is black cherry.
Yeah, they're non-carbonated, so they're super, like, they go down super smooth. Amazing.
Yeah. Communal sip.
Yum. Yummers.
All right. So, a little bit about ourselves. We are
absolutely
in...
not. I'm kidding.
We are in grad school, and we just needed something to take a little bit of steam off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things get a little stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now... Megan's mom thinks she's over here studying.
Yeah, of course. Can't tell her about the pod.
Oh, yeah.
She'll try to listen, and I'm going to be saying some things that a Catholic mother would not approve of.
Yeah. Can't relate.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I don't know if we're going to ever do video on here. We might. Maybe for, like, a little bit we'll stay anonymous.
Yeah. Except, oh, that's right. I forgot our faces will literally be on that.
Except for everyone that we told about it already.
Which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of telling people, I almost set you up with a minor the other day.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah. So someone that I work with, he does carts. He does, like, the maintenance, cleaning, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at work. And we were talking, chatting it up a bit. And he was like, hey, you know. And I was like, hey, if we had a podcast, would you listen to it? And he said, hell no. And I said, okay. And I said, me and my friend are doing a podcast. And he's like, oh, is your friend bad? Like, let me see. And so I showed him a picture. And he was like, yeah, she's bad. She's valid, you know. And long story short, he said, oh, how old is she? And I said, I don't know. How old are you?
22, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. So I said, like, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I figured that, right? And then... he was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, wait, how old are you? And I was like 19 or 20. And he's like, no. And I go, 21. And he goes, no. I was like, 17. And he goes, yes. And I was like, that's illegal. And he was like, no, it's not. Not if she wants to. So
okay, no.
I know the answer is no. The answer was no.
Well,
but...
yeah. I think even if he was older, it would have been no all along with that mindset.
Yeah, no. Yeah, horrible. That's horrendous. Absolutely
that's
horrendous.
Nuts. And then... well, we're not going to. I mean, you know, don't blame the victim.
Oh,
never.
Yeah,
but
no.
Like, all right, next. So back on the topic of, we told a lot of people.
But yeah, we did really tell a lot of people about this. And I feel like we have such high standards to live up to.
Yeah.
And that we might not live up to.
You know what? I think we'll be loved either way.
Yeah, no, if you're still listening.
Yeah. It'll be fine. I think it's more, we talked about this the other day, where it's less for others, more for ourselves.
Yes, more for ourselves.
But we also were like...
our fans are going to listen. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are. If you're listening right now, you know who you are.
The, like, handful of people... But also, we did discuss the fact that I think the world needs our commentary.
Yeah, no. So, you know, me and Brianna... Oh, my God. I'm already drunk off of my second one. I'm literally kidding. Me and Brina have our chats in school, and we say some pretty funny things. We laugh a lot during class, which is, you know, frowned upon.
So if we don't graduate, like, this is our backup.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys really need to blow this up, because we might not graduate. Anyway, but we're so funny, you know, like, on another level of funny. So we needed to put it out there for the world.
Yeah.
That's the long.
And, like, everyone we told, they were, like, shit themselves.
No, they were really like, this is such a good idea.
Yeah.
You're really funny.
Yeah. No, you're really funny.
Oh. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend thinks he's funnier than me. It's a debate we have not. A long time. Thank you.
He's not.
But you don't know.
I just talked to him for the first, like, 2 minutes.
He didn't say one thing funny in the 2 minutes. That's what I'm saying. We said one thing funny in the first 1 minute of our podcast. That's the difference. No, but he really does. We have a debate over it all the time. Fun story for the pod. We've been dating for a year. And me and Brina, well, actually, how we became to this conclusion of we need a podcast, Brina literally said to me in class, hey, we need to do a podcast. And I said, all right, that sounds like a good idea. She was like, are you for real? Because, like, I'm for real. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty for real. Like, that sounds like a good idea. So that following weekend, I'm at my boyfriend's house. And he has, like, a mic set up on his table. And we're all sitting there playing cards. And I was like, you know... Like, just looking at the mic, it reminded me of the podcast. And I was like, you guys should do a podcast. Him and his roommate, who's pretty funny. And I was like, you guys should do a podcast. And his roommate was like, oh, yeah, what should we call it? And, like, I was talking about something else. I got distracted. And they, like, resurfaced to the topic of the podcast. And then he tells me they've had one for, like, almost a year. So, like, the entirety of our relationship is a lie.
Wow. I think my jaw, like, dislocated.
Yeah.
Like, when I heard that.
It's crazy.
I just, like...
So anyway, of course, naturally, I listen to almost every single episode.
Why was he keeping it?
Yeah, what are they talking about? What's going on in here? So I didn't find anything too crazy yet. Pretty boring. I think we could top them. So they have, like, about 3 views per video, some even less. They have, like, one video that has, like, 100 or something. What a little fluke, you know, beginner's luck, if you will. So we need to make this popular, guys. So I could prove to him that I'm number one funny. And end it once and for all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. 100%.
He's probably stopped listening at this point. This is where he exits the...
Like, fuck this. I'm done. Shuts the laptop. Slam. talk about, you know, getting frustrated. Did he go to buy pasta today, you said?
Yeah. He was... overstimulated in the pasta aisle. I said I wanted spiral pasta to make homemade mac and cheese, and he tells me he got rotini, and I said no, it needs to be spiral pasta, and then proceeds to tell me they didn't have it and that he was mad and left and just ended up with rotini. Couldn't be me.
No.
Be me. I would have gone to 3 different stores to get him the pasta that he wanted.
Oh yeah. yeah. The commitment.
I know, right? And I'm going to be making we're making mac and cheese. I'm going to be cooking it for him. Tisk, tisk.
Yeah.
No, he's great. He's listening to this right now. I have to say he's great. He did tell me I was great on his podcast. So I have to, like, return the favor. You are great. Amazing. Love you. All right. Next topic.
All right.
Brina, go.
Okay. So, as you know, Megan and I go to school together.
Yeah.
We go 5 days a week.
Yep.
It's like a full-time job.
It is. Full-time student, if you will.
Yeah.
And part-time workers.
Yes, correct. You work at a store.
I also
work at a restaurant.
That you do.
That is very new. We are both close to making bank. By 2 years.
we're really close. Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
We'll get there. But the other day Megan, like, came to me with a topic idea, and I was like, hit me with it. And she said, so have you ever, like, been at work or been out in public or something where there's, like, a single stall bathroom, you know, like the luxury ones, not like a communal one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's like, have you ever, like, knocked, make sure someone's not in there? You know, you don't want to invade someone's privacy. And, like, no one answers. And then you open it and, like, someone's just, like, butt naked or like going to the bathroom. Like, yeah. Why didn't they say anything? Like, whatever. So when she came to me with this idea, I immediately was like, no, that's never happened to me. And she was like, this happens to me all the time at work. So yeah, all like, the time. Would you care to start
off I'll with elaborate. Your story? Yeah, yeah. No. So working at a store, we had this like single, yeah, exactly what she said, single stall bathroom in the front of the store. And customers were allowed to use it, like, naturally so, you know. And I would, every single time I went in there, most of the time I would, like, knock beforehand because I knew, like, there's a lock on it. But, like, people are stupid, you know. People don't really know how to use the lock button these days. So I would just, you know, knock. If no one would say anything, I would proceed in, naturally so. And, I mean, it's happened to me so many times. Like, the one time I literally walked in and, like, another worker sitting on, it was a male, sitting on the toilet. So that was kind of, that was just crazy. Like, why are you sitting on the toilet? Mm-hmm.
Enchilada.
What?
Maybe an enchilada.
Yeah. I don't know. And then another time I walked in on a customer going pee, standing up. Mm-hmm. And I saw his whole ass.
Yeah.
So this is where the conversation really picked up, because now we have to really kind of, like, figure out why was his ass out. Because yeah. That's not normal. Men don't put the pants below the ass. When they pee, that's not normal. And if you do that, I want you to know that you need to get help.
We then proceeded to, like, well, I did. I proceeded to think about all the times that I've seen, like, a man pee. I mean, I don't know. So I have two different stories that go along with this, like, idea. I was lying when I said that I've never walked in on somebody, like, it's just, like, I tried to block it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Because of what I saw. So I used to work at, like, this other restaurant. And, like, the owner, like, thought he owned the place, right? Whatever. And he was, like, in the bathroom and, like, left the door open a crack with the light on. And, like, I don't know. It was, like, time to, like, clean the bathroom. So I just, like, slowly opened it. And, like, he was in there pissing. And I was, like, oh, sorry. And he, like... Like, this is, like, your fault.
Yeah, no, it is totally your fault.
You literally left the door open, and, like, it was time to clean it. Like, what do you think is going to happen? It was weird. And then the other time, like, I told you about this, like, when I was, like, really young, I was at, like, dinner with, like, these family friends, and I was young enough to, like, hold the bathroom door when it was broken, but, like, old enough to go to the bathroom on my own.
Yeah.
So, like, I was holding it. And, like, this woman came into the stall and, like, was fighting me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, I wasn't strong enough. And she just pushed it. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you're in the bathroom? It was just, like, a mess. And I was like, I don't care. Like, you're old enough to be my grandma. So, like, it's an older woman. I'm, like, comfortable around you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I was like,
she could see it.
What the, like, you, if you feel, like, pressure on the other side of the door, like, think, don't like, open it.
Someone's here.
I don't.
Like, small child hands are pressing the, like, door closed.
Literally, like, what the... Literally, like, what? So, those were, like, my stories that I tried to block out of my mind that she brought up.
Yeah, I'm sorry to make you relive that trauma.
No, that's fine. but then about the pants, like, down at the ankles, like, you see his whole ass. The only time, like, I've been in the presence of a man peeing was, like, my ex. Like, when I'm in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I feel like... If I saw his whole ass when he was peeing, I would have said a comment.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why do you need
that away?
This whole thing out here?
Yeah, you
right
only
now?
Need one out of the two sides to do what you're doing. Unless he planned to do, like, a little switcheroo.
That, okay. Men versus women, as a woman, I empathize. Because not to get into it, but we can do two things at once.
Yeah,
but, like, to be there, like, peeing, and then you're like, oh, God, like,
it's time. It's happening.
Like, I am ripe right now to hold it and, like, be like, oh, okay, good.
Do you think this happens?
And then, like,
yeah,
squat.
Do you think this happens?
Yes.
It 100%. Has to.
Anyway, his ass was not out. I feel like I would have remembered.
No.
Also, I thought about this the other day. When you're, like, watching a movie and, like, a character goes in the bathroom and they, like, get next to someone in a stall, like, whatever, and they're peeing.
Yeah, no,
you
it's never just, see their it's ass. Zipper down and oh, out. Yeah. And he was wearing jeans, too. That's, like, the problem with the story. So, like, what are you... I don't understand what he was doing.
Why would you want to, like, undo all that?
No, I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. So anyway, that was traumatizing for me that I had to see that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wow. No. Also, what is like the norm to say when like somebody like knocks and you are in the bathroom? Because I feel like I just like freeze. Like I'm on stage and there's like 20 million people watching me and I'm about to sing. I just like don't know what to say. I'm just like,
someone's in here.
Is that what you say? Someone's in here. Sometimes I like to say occupied. I feel like it's so formal though. Occupied. Occupado.
I usually go like, 1 minute, please.
What if it's a minute and 3 seconds? You don't even
they
know.
They don't need, they're not counting.
They might be.
I know I would.
That's crazy. I just need an answer.
Oh, like
1 minute, please.
Oh,
someone's in here is probably the best answer to that.
Hold on. Like that could work.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now I know. I will carry this information with me in my future.
There's nothing that comes to mind next to occupied.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No.
What are the options? Let's talk about that.
Occupied, someone's in here. 1 minute, please.
Like, be out in a second.
BRB. Actually, no, I wouldn't be BRB.
No!
Wrong energy!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we also, like, when we first met, okay, topic change.
Yeah.
I think that topic is
there's
good.
No transition for this one.
When we first met, like, I got good vibes from you. Like, I got good vibes.
I could immediately tell. With some, no, with, like, anybody, but, like, with you particularly, yeah, like.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Feelings are reciprocated. But I think it only took us, like, a little bit to find out that the other person liked John Mulaney.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. We could tell this. So, like, no one on here in piloting even knows who John Mulaney is, but. I could quote John Mulaney probably 20 times a day. In fact, I had to have a little pep talk with myself to not quote him all throughout this podcast, but
it's okay.
The one time that I did quote him, Brina turned around and like audibly screamed and she was like, no, what, John, that's John Mulaney. And I was like, yeah, that is. And then we were inseparable since.
Yeah. And we found out like we were at the same show of his and
yeah.
Undisclosed location.
Yes, undisclosed location. Period. End of sentence.
When two worlds collide, the world is really not that small.
No, it's really not. When you find out like somebody else likes John Mulaney, it's life changing though.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a safe space.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really is.
What is his quote about like your daughter and son who doesn't do sports?
Oh yeah, it's like ask your daughter, she probably knows who I am.
Or your son who doesn't play a sport.
Yeah.
What a man.
I love him.
Yeah, I think
you saw he's gonna be on SNL with Chapel Roan.
Stop. Just so good.
It's like, gonna be such an interesting duo.
What a world to live in.
I know.
Like
you get to live in the same generation as Chapel Roan and John Mulaney. Like it's
on the same show in the same hour.
Yep.
You should come over.
We should listen. We should watch.
Yeah, we should. I think that can happen. But I think this whole idea of like doing a podcast is like us like trying to be him.
It is.
Yeah,
no,
it's like creepy.
I really, if you had to ask me what my humor is, I would just say John Mulaney. That's literally the only. It's the only amount of comedy that I hold is John Mulaney.
Yeah.
I don't like any. I mean, I've tried to listen to other people, and they're just not good.
I can relate to that. Yeah. I can. I've tried. It's just not the same.
No.
It's just, like I said, it's just a safe space. I feel comforted.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I ever discovered him, I had just got my wisdom teeth out, and I took one too many Vicodins, and I thought he was hilarious. I watched all of his shows back to back on my couch. I couldn't even stand up. I thought he was a god.
Yeah, no. Listeners, if you've never watched John Mulaney, you need to do it immediately. But, your life will change.
Mm-hmm.
For the better.
I watched it again. I watched a special again after being on medication, and it was still funny.
Yeah, no, he's funny all around.
Yeah.
I watch him drunk sometimes. Like, if I'm sad drunk, ooh, I put him on and it changes it immediately. Like, that's, you know, those good, when you drink and you're like, oh my God, I'm sad and this shouldn't happen right now.
Mm.
You just put him on. Put him on your TV and you just listen to him.
Topic switch. Question. What kind of drunk are you?
It changes all around, but most of the time... All right, this is getting a little too personal.
We do have other topics prepared.
Yeah, no, we do. But what you asked, it, the viewers need to know. most of the time, I'm horny drunk. I'm no matter what I drink. Okay. Oh, okay. It doesn't matter what I drink.
But you're usually with your boyfriend when you're...
Yeah, yeah. You could say his name. No, he dropped my name on his podcast. My boyfriend's name is Raven, by the way. He is real, I promise. yeah, no, I promise. No, most of the time I'm drinking when I'm with him, or... Mm-hmm. When I'm home alone drinking and I drink and I'm on FaceTime with him, it is the same kind of thing. But like, then it's, I'm not with him, it sucks. Always associated
with him.
Yeah, I need to stop drinking around him. I rarely get sad drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever experienced... I'm just perfect.
You're just perfect anyway.
I don't think I've ever experienced sad drunk. I'm always like, it always makes me happier, and it always like eases that any anxiety that I'm having at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is not like I...
No, I wait, aware no. Of that. Let me ask you this. It relieves your anxiety, but how about the next day? Do you get hangxiety? Because I get it so bad. I get hangxiety to the max. I am anxious as fuck the next day. Like, horrendously. Like, literally horrendously.
Not like noticeably. Like, okay. I think... No, I wouldn't... Like, it's not something I've come to a conclusion about on my own.
Yeah.
So I don't think so.
It's only ever happened to me when I'm out with other people. And that's why I really came to the conclusion that I need to stop drinking around other people. Because I just replay everything I said in front of them. But you also... how awful the things that I say. And it's not like they're bad. It's just like I'm cringy. And I'm like, wow, they hate me. They literally think I'm the weirdest person in the entire world. And then the next day I'm, you know, making eggs and crying while making the eggs. And thinking of everything that I've ever said. While intoxicated. Mm. I might become the new DD in our relationship because of this. If we go out, I'm driving because I can't drink around other people. Can't be trusted.
Like, but is it that bad? Like, is it that bad?
No, it's not. Like, literally, we were just out with, like, his friends the one time. And, like, his one friend and his girlfriend were there. I had met the girlfriend, like, one other time. That's nice. Prior to this, there was a point in time where, like, we were out and the girlfriend wasn't there. And, I don't know what he said that I was just like, wow, you guys are great. You're amazing. And I was leaving. We were leaving the bar and I gave him a hug. And I feel like, no, like he probably hated that. Like, why would I give him a hug? But I feel like I'm a drunk hugger. That's another emotion that I have. I want to hug people when I'm drunk. Like, I'm like, oh my. And so we were out and the girlfriend was there and I had given her a hug. And then I thought about the entire time the next day. I'm like, she probably thought that it was so weird. Like, why would I give her a hug? She didn't ask for one. She was also seated. Imagine standing and giving someone a hug when they're seated.
Okay.
I'm just like, bye. And then we ended up walking out with them anyway. I had given her a hug prior to walking out with them. No. Yes. Yes. And then, to add on top of it, I don't even know if he remembers this, but Raven was really drunk and he was like ready to pull the trigger, ready, you know, to yak it all up. Oh, and I was like, let me help you. And I stuck my finger down his throat. To be fair, his roommate also did the same thing, but I woke up the next day. I didn't even have a conversation with him, but I'm glad I'm telling all of you that I did that. And then we had never talked about it, but I was like, I feel like that's so uncalled for.
I think in any other location / circumstance other than being at a bar, it would be uncalled for. But once you enter those doors, like...
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
It's like, crazy.
I feel like if... Well, were the other boyfriend and girlfriend drunk? Like, were they drinking?
They were drinking, but they were not drunk.
Okay. I mean, I think if I were them, I wouldn't think you're weird. I just think you, like, drank a lot. And, like, maybe you just, like, let go a little bit. Like, I think that's a normal thing.
Probably. That's probably exactly what they thought. But
yeah, but it bothered you.
What my head was telling me the next day is they hate you.
Okay. Yeah.
Do my friends hate me, or do I just need to go to sleep?
Yeah. That too.
That's a John Mulaney quote, if anybody was wondering.
Take a shot.
Cheers.
Wait. And...
McTasty.
Okay. No. I don't think they're weird. I don't think they're weird, but I don't think they think you're weird.
No, no, I hope that they don't think I'm weird. Yeah.
If I was them, I'd be like, oh, she just had a bit too many. Like, she's so funny and nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope so.
I think people don't care as much as people think they do.
No. Yeah. I also, well, you know what would make up for it? Nobody asked. Nobody had any input on this decision, but there was a dartboard there. And, oh, I can tell you another type of, I'm competitive drunk. I want to win everything when I'm drunk. I want to play pool. I want to play darts. I want to play everything. And I want to win. And I want to beat everybody. Mm-hmm. So I had put like $10 in this dart machine in quarters, all in quarters. Why did I have that many quarters on me? I don't know. But I had put it all in this machine. And I was like, all right, all six of us were playing this game. And they were like, oh, okay, how does it work? And they didn't know how to play it, but I did. I did win. So you could say I had the upper hand, or you could just say I'm better than literally everybody else.
Put your money where your mouth is.
That's all you did.
That's all you did. No, you had your money. You're like, I'm going to play this.
Yeah, and everybody else could join, and we can all play darts together. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go. So. Was that? Okay.
That was it.
Oh, okay. No, I think that's okay.
That's fine.
As you don't take it too far. I feel like maybe when you're drinking, you're like open to doing more things.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Unless it's not.
No. Yeah.
Like, unless you take it too far.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, sexually?
No, competitiveness. Like, if you're like making a scene, like you lost or something.
No, I probably would have if I would have lost. I probably would have made a scene. Mm. It's like when I gamble when I'm drunk. I get so mad, but at a literal machine, I'm like, why won't you give me money? Give me your fucking money!
Cheers!
Oh, do we have to cheers every time I quote John Mulaney? Because then we're going to be hammered by the end of this podcast. Yum.
Would you like to talk about how you feel about the casino life?
Oh, it's a touchy subject, but yes, I would love to. First off, if you haven't gambled, I don't recommend it. If you have an addictive gene in your family, I think I'm what's the word I'm looking for, like, indestructible, and that gambling could be fun. It's now a problem where I love to gamble. I won't make this a long story, but for reference, the other day when I was at the casino, you know, I have my Apple Watch on and I look at my heart rate, and my heart rate while sitting sedentary was like 140.
What are the norms?
Please tell me what the norms are, Megan.
60 to 100.
Correct.
Yes.
We're med students.
Yeah, we're in the medical field. We're in the healthcare profession. Pretty sure we're gonna elaborate on that at some point in another episode. We might have some good stories.
Oh,
I mean,
might
potentially could have. But anyway, yeah, no, that's all I have to say about gambling is that it could be a problem. But I do thoroughly enjoy it. I love it. I work so that I could afford my gambling lifestyle, and that's all that you need to know. Just never like gamble your house away, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you have a place to sleep. You have food to eat. I mean, you don't need food to eat. You could realistically put 50 on red and make it. You can make that $50 go a long way. That could be food for 2 weeks, but you have to put 50 on red.
Always.
Always. Always red.
The one time that you were very intoxicated, and I don't know if you remember this, and I saw you at the casino. I saw you at the casino, and you were like, I'm done, but I have this $5, and we were like,
no, that's how you know it's so bad.
Back and forth. Like, we were playing tug of war with this $5 bill.
Yeah, we should have.
And I was ripped. Like, whatever. And all I hear is like, and it's like,
in the machine. Well, it gets bad when I lose, because if I go to the casino with a mindset of like, I'm going to put $20 in, $40 in, at most 100 if I'm financially stable, which is never, you know, a thing since I've had this gambling addiction. But I have.
In 2 years, we will be.
Yeah. If I put like money in and I lose, and I have like some like singles left, I will put this in. Like, that's how bad it gets. Like, I will literally put like a $1 bill in the machine to get me one spin.
But you know that a dollar's not gonna get
it. It's never, it never does. I mean, today I did win $50 off a scratch off.
Yeah, that's $20
scratch off, but that's
all right. Chat. Should Megan buy a $50 scratch off? Didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah, so basically what had happened is I'm just on a rise right now. I had put I bought a $5 scratch off and a $10 scratch off, and I had one $20 altogether. So that gives me a surplus of $5. I then put that $20 bill towards a $20 scratch off and $150. But I saw that there's a $50 scratch off. So realistically, what I'm thinking is buying the $50 one and just winning big, because they're never gonna have you lose on a $50 one. That's too much money. Like a $1 one, stakes are low. They're making every single dollar one a loser. And what they will do is they'll put a free ticket because they want you to get another $1 one and just lose on it and be done with it. They want you to have like a little hope to keep going. Then you'll go to the $5 ones. $5 ones you could win sometimes, but not most of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hmm. That's all I have to say about that.
And the online, like,
this gets touchy with me. I have an account on every online gambling app that is in the state that we live in. So, unfortunately, there's no more.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's no. Well, I think I discovered one today. I was pretty excited about it. Like, basically, all these gambling apps will give you like a bonus sign on. So you make an account, you get this bonus sign on. It's great. It's amazing. You win on the bonus. You know, I won on the bonus. I won $400. The first time I like had met Brina, we were getting to know each other. Mm. I told her about how I won this money because I had like a sign on bonus and I was just spending it and I was just winning like crazy. I ended up winning $470. Deleted the app. Done with it. And then I would get the other ones, and you get like all these bonus, you know, bonus bets. I don't sports bet like that. I'm not really sports girly. You know, when I was younger, I played soccer and I kicked the ball in the other team's net. So I was never one for sports. No. Yeah. So basically I was like, I'm not going to, but I have to because they gave it to me for free and I would win on them sometimes.
The free spins? Oh, the free spins.
They're only 25 cents.
The free spins.
When you get a bonus?
Something like that. I don't know. I just do it. So, okay. My coworker got me into it too. I get like this one app where it gives you like so much free stuff on a Monday. Megan, don't get it. And I used to work at work every Monday. Yeah, I crossed that line. My coworker is like my best friend. I did it. I crossed the line. I don't regret it. Does she buy me Dunkin' every day because she has a full-time job and I don't? Yeah. Do I love her for other reasons besides that? Yeah. So it's fine. And she got me into it, and like she'll win fucking like so much money. And I also work at the same restaurant as her, and she's like, oh my god, look at all these tips I made. But she doesn't do that to my face. Like, she,
no.
I ask her, like, we talk about it just because like I'm just starting there and like I'm trying to feel like the place, and like no one gets as much as she does. She's just lucky.
Yeah, I thought I was lucky.
Oh.
I was winning all the time, and then I had reached a stopping point where I didn't win, and I was like, I could win it back. And I was using my credit card. Chat, if you think that you can use your credit card on a gambling app, just know it takes a $10 withdrawal fee. That's so $20 is $30. It got so bad to the point where, like, if I knew that I had no money to get me past the weekend and I had no money on my debit card, I would use my credit card to, knowing that there was this $10 fee, because I was like, I could win, and then I will deposit it into my actual bank and I will have money to last me. Like, it's so bad.
Wow.
But I'm done with that now. Using my credit card. I still use my debit card.
Yeah,
I withhold if I don't have money in my debit card, though.
Okay.
So that's where we're reaching some real progress.
We're getting better.
Well, yeah.
And I think, like, once the summer ends.
Yeah, and if you're still listening to this and I win it big, I will give all of my viewers, like, a dollar, maybe two. But I have to win, like,
$50 scratch off.
Yeah. On the video, when I'm telling you, I'm going to win $1,000 on a $50 scratch off. I have to.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day. There's so many jackpots. Like, isn't there like a jackpot every like so often?
For what, gambling or scratch off?
Just like the scratch offs in general.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like we have to run like statistical analysis.
Yeah.
Data.
No, we just gotta keep gambling.
All right.
Keep on gambling.
Yeah. Should we move on to our next topic?
Yes. Brina, take it away.
Okay.
We're 33 minutes into this, and we've probably not made one single person laugh yet. This is a comedy podcast, by the way. We are trying to make people laugh while also talking about, you know, pet peeves and all that stuff.
But. Yeah. Like, it's, like I said, more for us to blow off some steam, just something to do while we're, like, struggling in school and stuff. And if, like, someone finds it funny, you know, good for them, good for us. It's good all around. This is a safe space.
It is a safe space, 100%.
Yeah. Anything that comes up, we're just going to, like, do our best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you have topics that you would like to discuss, you would like us to have our input in. It could be advice about a situation. We have an email.
Oh, yes.
Arna, would you like to pull it up so we can give the viewers the email?
Yeah, so let me read it word by word so I don't mess it up. So,
our please, email... Please give us a topic. Please, please send us... Please send us things.
We're at a loss. No, not, we're fine. But we would like for this to be a community.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to say.
That was the correct answer that you should have said at that moment.
So our email is sgtpoddy.
P-O-D-D-I-E.
Yes. At gmail.com.
Period.
So get this podcast.
So get this podcast.
Yeah.
The reason we have that name, should we even talk about that? Why it's named that?
Yeah.
Because I apparently say a lot. I said to Brina one day, I was like, hey, what's one thing that I say all of the time? Because I'm, you know, basically so stupid that I just repeat phrases. And she was like, you say so get this before you say any story ever. I'm like, so get this. And then I proceed to tell my story.
I feel like you have to say something. Because do you ever have someone come up to you and you're like, they just start and like yeah. say names who you have no idea who this
yeah,
person
no,
is.
Yeah, no, they just talk.
That's a pet peeve of mine. When you, they like, oh my God, so like, Peter actually drove me over here, and then this, and this. And, like, Janice, like, can you believe Janice, like, did that to me? I'm like, who the, like,
who? Who's Janice? Who that's the, what, it, that's the, yeah, exactly.
This? So it's, like, you need to introduce characters to your
yeah,
plot.
Yeah,
for me to, like, I, when someone tells me a story, like, I want to delve in. I want to be actively listening. Like, I care.
Yeah.
Even if, like, it doesn't apply to me, I'm always alert. I'm always analyzing something. So if I don't know who Janice is, that's your problem for not telling me.
You need to disclose that information immediately.
Yeah. But I think, like, Megan coming up to everybody and be like, guys, so get this. So get the, okay, in my brain, I'm like, okay, I have to get this.
You have to get this.
she set up the story for me. It's a phrase that I find comical. I'm ready for whatever she has to throw at me.
Exactly.
Like,
I put me I in set coach. The stage.
Oh, yeah. So I found that, like, that was nice. Yeah. But when I was making this Gmail account, I, like, did, like, so get this pod, SGT podcast or whatever, like, so many variations.
And they were all taken. So who is the other so get this podcast?
I don't know.
We need to find them and we need to.
And we looked it up. And
yeah, there like is like another one, but they don't look really, they don't look like they're prepared
for. They have one episode that's like 4 minutes from October 2022.
No, they're done. They need to delete it.
No. But I think SGT Potty is fitting our vibe.
It is fitting our vibe. Yeah. We're a potty for real.
You can go wrong with going.
We literally talk about potty earlier. Spelled differently, the same concept.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Send in any comments, topics, anything you want to do. Please do not send us any ads.
Yeah, no.
Or
it's going to be like, you're not funny. And I'm going to get my heart broken.
Don't be mean.
Don't be please.
Please don't be mean.
Spare me.
But if you do send us penile enlargement advertisements, we will forward them to our exes. So that might come in helpful.
Yeah.
That might be helpful.
Yeah.
Or it. Exotic women in your area, we'll interview them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they could be our first guest.
Oh yeah,
exotic women in your area.
Oh my God, we had lab the other day. I don't know if you noticed this in cardiopulmonary lab. When we were watching those videos about the different heartbeats and whatnot,
yeah,
there was an ad like for exotic women.
Oh, area. I didn't even see that.
And like, our professors were like. It. No one noticed it except for me.
No, I like there was all the political ads that came on. They were like, mute it, skip it.
God.
Skip it. They were like, we can't skip it.
They're like, this is a liberal arts college. We're not supposed to spew our agenda on you guys. Yeah. That's crazy. The life of a student is nuts.
No, it's so crazy.
Things, the little things that occur that, like, you just have to, like, sit through.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a shit umbrella statement. I feel like we should go back on target. We're moving on to our next topic. Is that okay with you?
That is okay with me. Let's move on to our next topic.
Perfect. Take it away. So, my topic of choice today just came to me in a dream.
a vision.
Yeah, a lucid dream, a hypnotic state, if you will. If, okay, you know when you're like just driving down the road, or you're even at home, I don't know where you live, and you just like hear the rumble of an engine. Or like a backfire of a car, yes, or something. You don't know if someone got shot. You don't know if it was a motorcycle. You don't know if it's a firework. Nothing. Like, whatever. Or like if you're driving on the road listening to your tunes and something interrupts it, going vroom, vroom, vroom next to you. You look over. Some, like, stick of a man. Usually in the middle, upper middle class.
Yeah.
Just with, like, Probably the skinniest and shortest penis you've ever seen in your life.
Their car has like a lot of numbers on it. They think they're so cool when they're like, yeah, I drive an ABCD 123. And you're like, I don't know what that means, but we could probably assume the reason you don't have a girlfriend right now. Well, here's, you know what I was thinking about this? I think that we don't know. I have no experience. I don't know if you have experience, but you know, gas stations around here, it's like a good hangout place for all these genre of men to go to with their cars at night. And they just sit there. They just sit there in their cars and like they all get out of their cars and they talk and they take pictures of their cars.
I forgot about
and they probably
that.
All kiss each other, you know, but they have nothing better to do at night. They don't have a girlfriend, thus leading to the conclusion that
yeah,
it just shrinks. Small. It's giving small.
I think it shrinks over time. I think every time that you do that, it loses like a millimeter.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's. I'm just gonna be like, I forgot we're like recording this. Be like, that is such good content. Like
I know. Yeah,
we've been saying that all week. Like when we're like talking about our topics, we're like, good content. Someone should be recording right now. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Oh my god, shit.
Dude, we're recording.
Recording now. Like something like.
Yes. Yes. It's yeah. giving. So get this podcast. Yo, while you're in that box, hand me another can.
Which, okay.
Black cherry me.
Oh, for sure.
Let's get a black cherry.
Can I get it? Is the question. Do you have any more thoughts, like, about this, like, epidemic?
I feel like I basically solved it. Because we didn't have the answer prior to discussing, and now we have the answer.
That's true. I feel like I had more thoughts
on the
walking in.
No, I don't know. I don't have any more to discuss about. I really don't. I don't.
Oh, I think I want a pineapple.
That's all I have to say about that. Viewers, email us what you think people that drive loud cars equals.
Oh, this is my thought. So, what's the point? So, my car, I love him to death. Oh,
what's
my God.
What's your car's name?
Finn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love him to death. One day I want to get a big girl car though. One day I want to purchase my own car. But yeah, as of now, I just like your first car is so sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Like it really is. Like my best friend, like the day that her brother hit a deer with her 20 Elantra was like,
ew,
the day I shed a tear. Like the things we did in that car, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
did the brakes work? Sometimes. Did the AC work only in the winter? Yeah.
Of course.
Was the seatbelt, like the plastic around it, was non-existent anymore? Like, and the window closed sometimes, like, yeah, that kind of thing. It's just like it gives a character.
Yeah,
like
it builds
does.
character.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's just, like, sentimental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did he have to hit the deer?
Exactly.
But anyway, I love my car. He's my baby. If I was a man, I think my penis would shrink a millimeter after saying that.
That's what we've come to the conclusion to. That's what we should do a research project on. Oh, for like our final, like, before we graduate research topic.
Oh, because
like,
we need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, we, like, literally
gosh.
Do.
Gosh.
No, we don't condone in looking at other. We at least
true.
I don't. You can do all that.
True.
Committed relationship over here. I did
but
have a dream.
Science.
I did have a dream last night that I cheated on him with a 40-something-year-old man. And I was so sad when I woke up. I was like, why did I dream that? But then I told him about it and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, maybe it was a fear.
A fear that I would cheat? I mean, I would never.
No, I'm saying, like, maybe it's, like, a fear.
That he would to me. No. I've dreamt that he has cheated on me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We're gonna steer right back to where we were. So, I love my car. And, you know, he goes fast. He's a fast car. That's why I like it. He goes fast when I need him to. He's smooth. He's comfortable. Everything. So, how would you describe my driving on the highway?
Fast and furious. Both of those terms. When I met Brina, we were in school, and, like, we would leave the same time because class, and I basically have to
go close to each other.
I have to, like, go 10 more minutes past where she lives to get to my house. So we are on the interstate at the same time. I'm a fast driver. I am a very fast driver. I drive very fast. I have places to be. All right. I have gambling to do. So I have literally never been in a situation where I have beat Brina. She has always passed me. You understand? I always think I wasn't even friends with you really like that. So I was just like, wow, this girl drives really fast. You drive really fast, like scary fast.
But you've been in my car.
No, you have the same car as Raven. He drives like a grandpa.
But literally, you've been like in the car with me.
Yeah, but you drove normal because you had a, you know, you had a.
Did I?
Well, for the most part.
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like you drive way faster.
On my own.
On your own.
Because I have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I mean, like, your life.
Like, but okay. You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah.
The idea. I know. But, like, when I drive fast, I'm like, all right, like, if I got to do anything, like, I got to do it. Like, I'm in charge. You know what I mean? Like, if something happens.
You're swerving between cars and stuff. Yeah. I feel like sometimes when I think about, like, should I drive faster, I just think how you do it and don't get pulled over. Knock on wood. It was one too many times. But
yeah.
I think that all the time. I'm like, Brina doesn't. I'm going to do it. And then I swerve. Let's talk about three-lane traffic.
Oh, gosh. Oh. You know, nothing scares me at this point. I've been in many situations where I'm driving. And, you know, close calls, whatever. You just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
I have driven in many a terrain. Many situations, many lanes. Not a lot of lanes, like, passing, like, all doing, I don't pass people, but, like, on a single lane road.
Yeah.
That scares me.
No, it's horrifying.
But behind fast drivers, behind slow drivers, like, I've seen a lot, not as much as other people, but
yeah,
I feel like nothing phases me anymore.
Yeah.
So what is your comment on three-lane highways?
What I'm saying is, when people, I have literally experienced it this morning, when people are in the third lane and they're going the first lane speed. All right, there's three lanes. First lane is for people, the very right, mm-hmm. is for people that are doing the speed limit or under. The middle lane is for people that want to pass it, but in like a good legal manner, you know, like they're going 5 over the speed limit. The left lane is for 80 minimum. All right, if you're not going 80, you do not belong in that left lane. You do not belong in the third lane. And mm-hmm. when people are in that third lane and they're going the speed limit, I hate them. I hate them with such a passion.
Yeah.
And I am on their ass until they move over because I have places to be. Is it my fault that I woke up at, you know, the time when I needed to be leaving my house to get to school? Partially. But, like, drive faster, you know? Gas is on the right, buddy.
No, for real. Like, that was actually another topic I had written down for a future podcast. We are
stole it.
No. Oh, my God. This is a safe space, as
yeah.
we talked about before.
Yeah,
nothing space. Is off limits. If we need to blend topics, that's totally fine. We're getting close here.
Yeah, we got 12 minutes left.
I think we're going to continue on this for a little bit.
Go ahead.
No. Like, my topic was people who drive under the speed limit.
Yeah.
If you're going 80 in the left lane, like, that's fine. But, like, like you said, if you're going under it, like, move.
No, move over.
I feel like 80 is the cutoff.
It is the cutoff. It's the bare minimum. That's what I mean. If you're not doing it. I was doing 100 today. I didn't even realize it. And well,
what were you listening to? What music? Like,
Raven's podcast. No, I'm kidding. I was just infuriated by
Basement Trash. Shut up, Basement Trash.
RV. Don't listen to them on YouTube because they cannot get more viewers than us, and we are sending our viewers there. But if you do listen to it, have an open mind. They talk about a wide ranging topic.
Mm-hmm.
When they're not funny.
Shout out.
Sponsor us, Basement Trash RV.
Like, okay. No negative comments. This is a safe space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 80 is the minimum. Like, if you're just going under the speed limit. So, I know it says limit in the name.
But isn't it the minimum?
It's a suggestion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we have, like, Interstate, like, 80 that runs through near us. Is 80 not the speed? Like, is... is like
they're implying.
Yeah.
They're implying you should go 80 at
least. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The like, name of the road, like, the number of the road.
Yeah, it's how fast you should be going.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. When I pass that girl on the way. Well, first off, like, to get to school, I have to go on the interstate, and then I have to get on, like, a highway mm-hmm. to go to school. Is that what you would call it?
So,
is it a highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a highway. But this girl literally was in the left lane. But well, you know what irritates me even more? When there's two people next to each other in both of the lanes going the same speed. Doesn't that give you anxiety? How do you drive at the same speed as the person? I would either like slow down, get behind them, or speed up and get in the lane. I cannot be going the same speed.
They're obviously having a conversation that you
yeah, they're just like talking to the windows rolled down, looking at each other like, hey, what did you have for breakfast? Like, it pisses me off. So this lady was literally at the same speed as this other car. I'm trying to pass her. I'm very late to school. I am riding her ass, okay? I'll make it known I was riding her ass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it's like this like middle-aged mom who loves to go to church, preaches, you know, all things good, because her license plate said treat people with kindness. So I'm on her ass. She finally gets over. As I go to pass her, she is flipping me off through her window, and she's like 30 something maybe.
Yeah.
What do you, first off, remove the license plate immediately. You don't deserve to have that.
Yeah.
You are not treating people with kindness. You're flipping me off.
People also, side note, people who advertise that they like do that, like they're like,
don't even get me started.
World peace.
Don't even get me started.
Are the meanest.
Yes, like people that have Bible, you know, like verses in their bios are the worst people, in my opinion.
I know people like that. Oh, my close friend would do that. And I won't name her. I love her to death. Favorite person. I look up to her. Right. She has changed me in ways that
I'll just go kill myself.
No. We're bitches.
Mm.
Yeah, and she'll admit it. We are the world's biggest haters.
Yeah. That's why we made this podcast, that because you're one of the haters.
Oh,
and yeah. We are hating. This is a hateful podcast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how else are we going to get it out?
Yeah. No. Like,
she is the nicest person. I think she's the most understanding person. I can come to her for anything. But when we are together, we talk shit. Like, we will put some stuff to rest.
Yeah.
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 And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're not spewing it to the world.
No.
You know what I mean? But, like, if you're going to have that license plate and do that, I would expect nothing less, though.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
All right, we got 8 minutes left. What are we going to fill this 8 minutes with?
Should
make it good. Let's end on a high note.
Had an idea regarding the topic we were on, but I don't remember.
I'll fill the space up. I think my therapist broke up with me.
Oh. That was not on the topic list that I wrote down, but this is great.
Yeah, so I was going to therapy for a pretty okay time, you know, like the normal time, which you would say like a couple months, whatever, making great progress. Everything in my life was looking up. All right, I was doing fantabulous. So I naturally stopped going. It was kind of one of those things where we had like decided, like, if I needed her, I would like reach out to her, and we would, you know, we would meet up again. So like naturally, you know, a couple past weeks, I've been going a little psycho, going a little nuts. And I was like, it's time for another therapy session. Like, I need to do it. So I go on my website, Grow Therapy, shout out fucking Grow Therapy. It's
add to them all the time. Is that bad?
Yeah, I know. It's literally like, normally I would go in and like, be like, make an appointment with my therapist, Caitlin. And she is not there. She's not on my, like, she's not on my home screen. It's like, would you like to select a new provider? I was like, no, I want my old provider. Oh, Where is she? Gone. She's not gone. It's telling me if I want to make an appointment with her, I have to like message her. But like, how desperate is that? I'm not a desperate person. I'm going to be like, hey, can you maybe consider meeting up with me again? I'm not doing it. So naturally I started to type out this response. Cause I was like, I need therapy more than ever right now, but I deleted it. I'm not going. Because I think that she was probably like, she hasn't come to me in a long time, I'm probably just done with it. But what I had heard was, this bitch, nobody can help her. She's done. She's garbage. She's in the trash.
Do you think there's like an expiration date thing? Like that it just like...
Probably. That okay. Also entered my mind. It's probably the answer. But again,
yeah.
Why? What did I ever do to her? She liked me. We laughed.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I went to like the free school therapy, like,
Oh.
What was it? Like, I want to say my junior, senior, whatever.
Yeah.
I was going through a rough patch, and I was like, my cousin is a therapist, and she was like, just try it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, like, be married to it, but, like, I just want to see what options are out there for
they
you.
They love to say that. All therapists love to say that.
God, I know. And so, I was like, it's free. I have nothing to do after, like, this one class. I'm an undergrad. Do I study? No. Wish those were the days.
Yeah, not anymore.
So, I went, and I think... not because of the stories that I had, but my delivery of the stories that I had.
Oh, God.
I think our sessions were more beneficial for her than they were for me. Because she, like, told me, she's like, I've never laughed so hard. Like, from, I was like, so I'm helping the world? Like, so I'm helping you?
Why you're on this podcast right now. Your humor is helping the world.
For real. But anyway, I mean, I did learn a thing or two from that about life. Going to her, she was fabulous. She was nice. We laughed. Also, her more than me.
She was crying. She was just laughing at you.
No, I think it was good. But I discovered I'm not a therapy person. I rationalize things too quickly.
Yeah, you do.
But I refuse to, like, believe them. I'm like, yeah, this is right, but, like, I want to be mad.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I walk, like, a fine line. So, like, do you think you're a therapy person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Only when they tell me that. Well, for the most part, like, I would go to her and I would say different things about, like, my relationship. And I'd be like, you know, this is what's happening. I knew in my head that I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew I was so wrong. I was used to always being right in, like, shitty relationships. And then being in a healthy one for the first time, I'm like, I want to be mad at this. I feel like this is where I need to be mad. And she was like, how about you just stop? She straight up told me, she was like, you're so wrong. Like, just, how about you? She literally told me, she's like, you need to chillax. Yeah. Those were her exact words. You need to chillax.
Imagine. Wow. That's.
And I okay. was like, all right. But no, any other time she would tell me, like, no, you're right for, you know, this and this and this. She would curse too. I love a therapist that curses.
Oh, get yourself.
If your therapist doesn't curse, get a new one. Because you need one that, like.
If you or someone you know.
What?
If you or someone you know needs therapy. Yeah.
Hit up Grow Therapy, Caitlin.
In preferences, put cursing.
Yeah. Someone that specializes in trauma, PTSD, and cursing.
Someone that specializes in fucking trauma.
Fucking trauma?
In shitty PTSD.
Shitty PTSD?
In... next topic. So wait, did your therapist break up with you? I don't think so.
Short answer, no.
No,
but, like, imagine.
She probably thought you were better.
No, but no, imagine that. Like, you're, like, going, like, you're in therapy, right? Like, you're at an all-time low. Your life kind of sucks if you're going to therapy. And then you go to schedule therapy and your therapist isn't there anymore. That's like a suicide hotline not answering the phone when you call.
All right.
It really is.
If you're going to therapy, you could be okay. You could just be seeking new outlets. I don't like to, like, hear that people are like, because, like, when my cousin was like, oh, have you tried therapy? I was like, who do you think I am?
Yeah.
Like, I am fine.
Yeah.
Like, I have, you know, like, I was doing what I needed to do. I was okay, all this stuff. But, like, it's just an outlet. And, like, it's a fun little, like, cute thing to try. But, like, I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Like, that does also make sense.
Therapy is very cutesy.
Title question mark?
Yes! Therapy is very cutesy.
Wow. This went in a completely different direction than we anticipated it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
99%. I don't know. How bad I have to piss right now?
No, I've been thinking that for the past, like, 10 minutes.
Well, thank God we have 40 more seconds.
I mean, until we hit an hour, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
But.
All right, chat.
Hit our email up.
Yeah, we gave you the email. If you're listening to the very ending right now and you're like, wait, I skipped past a lot because it was boring, you need to go back and rewatch it because we give our email in the one specific spot that we're not going to disclose. So you need to rewatch the whole thing. I know that there's people that have skipped this part. They're like, they're going to say something good at the end, and it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
First one done.
Cheers. In the books.
Cheers. Woo. All right. See you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye, spider.